This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 159 for Friday, November 24th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is mostly making gains Friday morning, despite some negative sentiment in comparable oils. Canola was down sharply on Thursday, while United States markets were closed for Thanksgiving. Chicago soil is losing 2 U.S. cents per pound, but European rapeseed is mixed. Crude oil is higher, despite a dispute within OPEC over supply cuts. The Canadian dollar is up half a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. The January canola contract is up $1 per ton at $697.70, while the March contract is up 60 cents per ton at $701.90. In the U.S., corn is steady, while soybeans and wheat are both in the red. Markets in the U.S. will close at 12:05 p.m. Central Time today. For the weekend of November 16th, 1.4 million tons of 2023-24 U.S. corn were sold for export, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That was at the higher end of trade expectations. The figure is down 21% from the previous week, but up 16% from the four-week average. More than half of the corn sold will go to Mexico. Scattered showers have fallen in central Brazil, while the south received a break from heavy rainfall, which will give relief to corn and soybean crops in the country. The March corn contract is unchanged at $4.88 U.S. per bushel. 961,300 tons of 2023-24 U.S. soybeans were sold for export during the weekend of November 16th, down 75% from the previous week and down 47% from the four-week average. In addition, 9,000 tons of 2024-25 soybeans were sold to Japan. Soy meal sales were 203,600 tons, while 2023-24 soy oil sales totaled 300 tons, as well as 400 tons of 2024-25 soy oil to Canada. As growing conditions in Brazil improve, areas of Argentina will see rain next week. The January soybean contract is down 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.43. U.S. wheat export sales were weak once again, totaling 171,800 tons for the week ended November 16th, near the low end of estimates, down 3% from the week before and down 41% from the four-week average. However, China purchased 110,000 tons of soft red wheat on Wednesday. In addition, 25,500 tons of 2024-25 U.S. wheat were sold to Panama. Snow and rain are in the forecast Sunday for the U.S. Central Plains. Dryness in Australia has improved the quality of the country's wheat crop, which is expected to total 25 million to 28 million tons. The March Chicago wheat contract is down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.77. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.13. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.22. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, November 24th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.